Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sidney Wildsmith.
The truth is, we are born with a love of nature, and for good reason, because we are nature in form. This special Earth Day show is for us. So when we return, we'll continue our celebration of Earth here on the Wildside News on WS Radio, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sidney Wildsmith.
Today is Earth Day 2004, and we are celebrating its 34th birthday with this special tribute to the vast mainstream majority who love their woods and streams, who always know that the wild and the wonder are our spiritual heritage. We have an incredible show today. We have some people online. In a moment, we'll be talking with Peggy Sherbaum. She's the chief of interpretation at this week's National Park of the Week, the Cane River Creole National Historical Park, a very interesting park in Louisiana. It's a timepiece of history, preserving and interpreting a time in America when the meaning of freedom was still in its infancy. But times do change. So I'm going to move on with some of our callers. I want to get back to Fran. Fran, let's continue our conversation. And Peggy, sure. Hold on. Kathy, you're still there. If you wanted to get off at this point, I think we're just so full, but you're certainly welcome to stay on. And we also have Julian on the line. So, Fran, let's talk about the McKeever Center, because it's an amazing place.
Well, thank you. Yeah, what we're doing this week is, like every day during the school year, is children come here to participate in one of our Earth Education programs. This week, kids showed up on Friday, and they leave tomorrow. So they're here 5 days, 4 nights, learning about ecology and spending most of their time outdoors.
Yes, you actually have the process that you use has been around for quite some time in terms of immersions into nature. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Earth Education programs that we offer here are programs designed to actually get people to think about how life works ecologically in a very fun way for kids, especially where these abstract concepts are brought into the concrete. It's a real neat way of learning and then using that in their lives once they leave a center like McKeever.
And because we have so many callers and so much to talk about today, and also we're going to work into the future here on some amazing things that actually have global significance. You guys are around the world doing things. Talk briefly about that. And Steve Van Meter.
Yeah, the Institute for Earth Education has centers, places that are actually doing these programs literally all over the world. All over Europe, Australia, Japan. Our material has been translated into many languages now, and it's really exciting to see that that there's so much interest around the world in people wanting to know how to take better care of the Earth and how they can live more lightly on it. And like one of our mottos around here is Earth Day should be every day.
And if people want to get a hold of you, what would be the best way to do that?
Visit our website, McKeever.org, McKeever.org.
Okay, thanks so much. You know, we're going to talk again, Fran, but I want to thank you for calling.
No problem.
And now I'm going to talk a little bit with Julian Duval, who is calling us from San Diego. Julian, hello.
Good morning, Sydney. Good morning. I'm so pleased that we're still celebrating Earth Day. I grew up outside of Chicago, actually, and was able to attend the first Earth Day back in the late 60s at Northwestern University. At that time, it was an event, you know, kind of part of the activist movement in the 60s, I think, which really took hold, fortunately. But my concern is the fact that these days here, young kids, don't have the opportunities that I had when I was growing up even outside of Chicago to be interested in these things. They're living in a virtual world. They're practically born with their video game in their hands these days, I think. And the chances to get out and just explore and do the things that I remember doing in vacant lots outside of Chicago, a very urbanized area, simply just don't exist anymore. And I think it's really important that we've got the little kids kind of, you know, provided opportunities to be able to have that. Now, your friend, the gentleman you just spoke to, it sounds like he's really, you know, approaching that. And I know others are, too.
Actually, you two should connect at some point because he's involved in amazing things. I as well have been involved in environmental education, as you know. You're also with the Quail Botanical Gardens. Why don't you tell us what's happening at Earth Day at the Quail, if you'd like to?
Well, we've got a lot of special programs going on, and today, and actually, reference to young children, we just opened just a year ago a special garden area called the Seeds of Wonder Children's Garden at Quail here, and it is amazing. If you provide the opportunities for children to have some of the seemingly simplest opportunities in nature, how that really does make a big difference for them. You can walk into the Seeds of Wonder Garden almost any day, in fact, fortunately, and a child will be just down looking into maybe the mulch under a plant or something like that and discovering a sow bug for the first time in their lives, and it's a seminal experience for them. So we've got the Seeds of Wonder Children's Garden, which is extremely popular, and more and more, young families with children, in fact, are coming out and experiencing that, and you can tell it's really so important for them.
I want to thank you for calling. We have so many guests and things to do. Thanks so much, Julie, for calling in. And now I'd like to go to Peggy. Peggy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. This is my first time working this board, and I'm trying to figure this out. Anyways, I want to introduce our guest, who is the chief of interpretation at the Cane River Creole National Historical Park in Natchitoches Parish, Louisiana. It is, in reality, a preserved Louisiana plantation. Peggy Sherbaum, our guest, is the chief of interpretation. First, Peggy, how's the weather there in Louisiana on this Earth Day?
The weather is beautiful and balmy and overcast and fragrant.
Well, it sounds like something right out of a Tennessee Williams novel or something. This is an interesting park. And by the way, this is, again, one of our, what we call a National Park of the Week, which is featured on the National Parks website. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this historical park? It is a very unique park, indeed.
It is. Cane River Creole National Historical Park. It is historical, but it's very much immersed in the natural setting here in northwestern Louisiana. It's a new park of an old plantation. We have two plantations, Oakland and Magnolia, which are the only two bicentennial farms west of the Mississippi. So the people who just moved out of this house that I'm in right now, this plantation, they moved out in 98, but they had been here since the 1700s. And it's not that any family can offer their house up to be a national park. The reason why this got national significance is they have managed to preserve not just the main house, which you might expect, but also a lot of the other buildings, the quarters where the enslaved people lived, the blacksmith shop, the pigeon houses, and hundreds of thousands of artifacts. So we're just now discovering what's here and starting to put it together.
One of the things that you talked about is the fact that when people visit, because this is a new national park, it hasn't been dramatically impacted. It's sort of, not, I mean, impacted, but I mean developed in terms of walkways and parking, is that when they visit, it actually almost feels as if they're entering an actual place. It is an actual place, but it has that feel of almost a sense of discovery of a time past.
That's exactly right, Sydney. It's not polished. It's not packaged. And in fact, a visitor walking through the grounds might well notice something that nobody has noticed since the first, perhaps enslaved person built it 150 years ago. It is very much a place of discovery. And I was thinking about how to express the depth of the textures here. And I'm thinking about if you find your way into, say, the North Slave Cabin, and the walls, originally, of course, they're bousiage, it's mud walls, covered with cypress. But then on top of that, you've got layers and layers and layers of, we'll call it wallpaper, but it's a mix of cardboard boxes and magazine articles and newspaper school projects, and just somehow the layering, there's so much obvious living that has gone on here that has not been cleaned up. It's just a very enchanting place, and the natural side, which is the thing to talk about today, is amazing. The pecan trees here, 100 feet high.
Wow.
And the live, I mean, they dwarf the live oaks.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah, it's just a very moody, enchanting, intimate plantation.
And if people want to find your park, what's the best way to get there?
Well, let's see. It is in the middle of nowhere, which is to the benefit as far as, you know, preserving the landscape.
That sounds really fun, actually.
Yeah, we're actually 5 hours from New Orleans, 5 hours from Dallas, and you'd probably get here through Shreveport or Alexandria, Louisiana. But do find your way here. We are one of the sites in the Cane River National Heritage Area. So it's 116,000 acres where the plantations and the old land units called arpents, and still, I mean, as far as you can see on any horizon are the cotton fields and the corn fields. So we're not suffering from encroachment.
Peggy, you know, I'm sorry. This is amazing. We'll have to do this again. You really are a wonderful voice for your park.
Thank you. And I'll just say, I want to play off what Julian Duvall said.
Yes.
Talking about the importance of primary experience over living in a virtual world.
Thank you so much for being. I'm sorry that we're so short on time. Kathy, you want to say a few words here at the end to our people here? I guess Kathy isn't there right now. I'm sorry. Anyways, this has been our Earth Day show here on the Wild Side News. The voices of the people speak. The wonder just keeps on going, and that's what we're about here on the Wild Side News.